If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and go ahead and start the music while I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Hit it.
Hold my beer.
You may want to think about holding your beer after hearing this.
We tested 94 beers from 23 brands. And we found that up to 95% had detectable PFAS.
And PFAS, spelled P-F-A-S, are nicknamed the forever chemicals because, well, they last forever and they are everywhere.
PFAS were accidentally created in the 1930s and 40s in a lab.
What seemed to be a good thing.
They were oil repellent and water resistant and stain repellent to make it easier to cook and clean your cookware, for example.
Great, except PFAS are everywhere, including our blood, and that can cause problems.
Such as increasing your chance of high cholesterol, and then also increased risk of certain cancers like liver cancer.
Brought to you by DuPont, makers of better things for better living through chemistry.
Decades later, DuPont and two other companies agreed to pay $1 billion for contaminating U.S. water supplies. What Jennifer Hoppenick-Redman and her researchers at RTI International wondered was, are PFAS in products made with water, specifically beer? Yes.
Some of them were above health standards, and they linked to the municipal water supply.
Can't they be filtered out?
There is technology available, and these include things such as activated carbon and reverse osmosis.
But
they are expensive, so, you know, there's questions like who bears the brunt of those costs?
The biggest breweries or small mom-and-pop craft brews makes no difference. PFAS can be a problem, but RTI is offering help.
Breweries can reach out to us at rticleanplus.org. RTICleanPlus.org.
There is a bit of a bright side.
It's helpful that we're able to use the love of beer to talk about what we can do to prevent additional PFAS from getting into our environment and our bodies.
And if you're wondering about what's coming out of your tap, you can contact the Illinois Department of Public Health. On the food calendar, it's National Strawberry Parfait Day. It's National Catfish Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food and beer on 720 WGN.